So the fear of God is positive. What does it mean then this morning? It means that it is to be cultivated by us. And the fear of God, dear friends, is cultivated by our knowledge of the Lord. How much do we know about the Lord this morning? What do we know about him? Do we know just the basic ABC that we've always known all these years? Do you know him more than you knew him last year? Do you know more of him just in an academic or theological capacity, which is very important, by the way, but devotionally, spiritually? Are you closer to him? You see, the wisdom that you need is joined together with this. There must be a cultivating of the fear of God by knowledge of him. It makes biblical sense, doesn't it? Because the more you know of someone, you respect them, or maybe you don't respect them when you get to know them. But I trust someone who is honourable and good, as you get to know their character and you spend time with them and you find out things about them, you start to respect who they are. Why should it be any different with God? Why is it that we apply things to man and we never apply it to God? We talk about spending time in our relationships and our marriages and our homes to make it work, and we think that somehow we can just spend 5 minutes with God and think it's all going to be fine in the future when it's not. So you see, if we are to have this building up of the fear of God, it is joined together with a cultivating of our knowledge of him. So what you find is this, and it's a lamentable truth, that when people stop reading their Bible, coming to worship, and not praying as they should, their grasp of God, it becomes very weak. And that means they become susceptible to other influences. And because they are not grounded in the things of God, and their knowledge of the Bible is scant, to say the least, people come along and say, well, you know, you don't need to really think about that part of worship. And we don't need to have a solemnity in a house of God. And it's all about feeling very comfortable as we are. As long as we create that aura, then we're fine. And we might have a sort of happy environment, but God is not here. The fear of God is exactly what it is. And for many, it is nowhere to be seen. And they are comfortable without the fear of God.